Boy, it is good times in Ranger land right now. Rangers 6 games above 500, 39-33. That ties for their season best. They've got Cleveland at home again tonight. Adrian Sampson on the mound for the Rangers. Big win last night. Michael Young's jersey getting retired. Emily Jones McCoy is coming up. And right now it's time for the Rangers Player Show, which is brought to you by Ricos, the Rangers Rewards fan card. Score big with the card that delivers swag and experiences that Ranger fans really want. Apply today at rangersrewards.com. And our special guest today is Willie Calhoun. How you doing today, Willie?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Hey, we're doing really well. We certainly appreciate you being back on the club. It's good to have you back, back healthy again. Are you fully 100%, or I don't? Do you ever come back when you're not quite 100%? Do you feel 100% now?
I mean, yeah, I feel 100%. I feel really good. You know, when it first happened, it hurt a lot, like the first few days. And then I was able to heal and get treatment started. So, I mean, I feel 100%, and I feel really good out there.
So, before, you know, you're dealing with injuries and you're down in Nashville, you'd spend a little time at second base. And I don't know how much time you're spending at second versus how much time you're in the outfield there. But you've been up a little bit here, and you've contributed every time you've been with the big league club. So, as this season progresses, where do you think you're going to be playing most of your time, Willie?
I'd say the outfield. Wherever Woody needs me. I mean, I'll just take him ground balls in Nashville about 4 to 5 days a week. Just taking ground balls pregame and stuff, and working with Jason Wood in Nashville. I haven't taken much ground balls ever since I've been up here. So I mean, you know, just trying to make myself the most versatile that I can. Because I mean, if I can help the team win in any way, that's what I want to do. Being a little bit more versatile obviously helps.
And obviously, most of the time you've been up, you've been playing in the outfield, but if something were to happen and they had to throw you at second tonight, for example, are you ready to rock and roll and do that?
Yeah, I mean, if something were to happen to Rugi, I pray to God nothing would happen to him. But, I mean, if something were to happen, I mean, I feel comfortable being able to fill in there and to take some ground balls.
Man, you know, it's funny. Nobody ever really feels sympathetic for young professional athletes who have a bunch of money. And they're like, oh, he's rich. Yeah, so what? But your whole life is on parade. You know, when we were your age, we made a lot of mistakes. I mean, good Lord, we made a ton of mistakes. And I'm just curious now. I mean, you're earlier in your profession, I loved this line. Somebody's like, hey, Willie, what position do you play? And it was like, I play three hole. And it's like, now, we're like, hey, what position do you play? It's like, whatever the coaches need me. If they need me to do anything, I'm there. I'll do whatever they need. And I just respect that. And it seems like that's been a part of a maturation process. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah, I can say, like, I came a long way, like, maturity-wise, ever since then. I definitely say I took, like, a huge step forward with that, just because when I was younger, I'd say I wasn't as mature as I am now, but I mean, I feel like there's always room for growing, like no matter how old you are. But I'd say yeah, for sure. Being able to mature, I've definitely grown up a lot from that time.
You know, there was so much talk with Woody coming in about Gallo adjusting his approach at the plate and thinking about things differently, obviously with Odor and such. But you know, with you is like you sort of showed up as a hitter. Now, that's not to say that you can't improve in those things, but I'm curious what those specific areas of your game that aren't related to maturity or age or growth have you needed to adjust or alter, if there is anything that you needed to adjust or alter?
You know, it was huge. Last offseason, I spent the offseason in Dallas. When Woody got the job, I think it was like November, and then the hitting coaches, Louis Ortiz and Kayla Schraub, they came to Dallas, and you know, I've always my thing, like coming through the minor leagues, I've always been able to hit. You know, like for me, like I've always knew like I was able to hit, but you know, like I really didn't have like a kind of through the minor leagues, I'd say I was just naturally like just good at hitting. But I mean, this year, this offseason, I really busted my tail to try to become like a complete hitter, to be like smart, to be, you know, just not up there like swinging, just to swing, you know, just going up there with an approach and everything. And, you know, that was something that I worked on a lot in the off season was, you know, I was using an axe bat a lot in the off season just because I used to hold the bat, like, my knuckle was wrong the whole time. And first time Luis Ortiz, like, saw me swing a bat, he's like, I'm gripping the bat wrong. And I kind of had, like, no idea. Like, I was gripping the bat wrong my whole life. So, I mean, ever since then, like, I mean, I was able to do things that I'm able to do things this year that I wasn't able to do in the past years, which I think is making me a complete overall, like, a better offensive player.
Yeah, much respect to you because for doing that, because, you know, you've gotten all the way to this level, you've dominated all along the way, and so somebody says, hey, you're doing it wrong, I could understand your inclination would be, shut up. I'm in the major leagues. Don't tell me what I'm, you know, and if you struggle with the new way, it seems like it'd be easy to regress to go back to the old way, so much respect for that. Can you describe, like, for everybody listening, I'm sitting here thinking, oh my God, do I have my sons holding their baseball bats wrong? So can you describe where your knuckles are supposed to be, where they are now, where they were?
Well, now I use an axe bat. Like, I go back and forth from, like, an axe bat to a regular bat. But, I mean, now when I hold a regular bat, like, I'm really, like, paranoid about making sure that my knuckles are lined up when I step into the box. So, before I step in, like, if I have a regular bat in my hand, I, like, step out the box after every pitch and, like, take a deep breath and make sure I go into the box with my knuckles. But using the axe bat really, like, naturally makes you hold the bat right. So, I mean, you just have to make sure, like, your middle knuckles in between the middle of your fingers are lined up on both hands. And that's something that's, like, really helped me out a lot this year. And, I mean, like I said, I feel like it's made me a better offensive player.
Talking to Willie Calhoun here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. Y'all are winning at a really nice rate right now. And I know you know, I'm sure you guys at least are aware of what expectations are in the media or fans or whatever. How would you say the team is feeling right now? Is this where you guys felt like you were going to be? Are you guys mildly surprised? What's the general feeling of where you guys are?
I wouldn't say we're surprised as a team, honestly, just because, you know, Woody came in and, you know, when your manager's, like, pounding inside of you guys, like, pounding inside of our heads that, like, you know, we're a good group. I mean, everyone in the clubhouse believes that we're a good group and everyone knows that we're good and what we're capable of. So I wouldn't say that we're surprised, but, I mean, I would say that, like, we're playing with, like, an extra chip on our shoulder to, like, prove to everyone, like, that we're not a joke. So, in the clubhouse, I mean, it's awesome. It's a really good vibe in the clubhouse and pretty much everywhere. I mean, it's always a good vibe. And, I mean, they're doing in the clubhouse a really good job.
Well, there's, you know, the first two draft picks your team had this year, or Josh Young out of Texas Tech, and then the third baseman out of Baylor, both of their specialties are, like, pitch recognition. That's what we were hearing, at least. Hey, these guys can identify pitches, and they see the ball exceedingly well. They're smart hitters. And it seemed like that was just the basic for the foundation. Like, you know, it was like, well, one of them's got, you know, opposite field power. He doesn't really pull for power, but we feel like we can teach that. We need guys that recognize pitches. And I'm just curious, with all you've learned about your team's approach in the box and what their identity is, what your team's identity is offensively, what is that? And do you think that ties into pitch recognition? Or is that kind of the theme here?
Yeah, for sure. You know, our biggest thing offensively is just not losing a pitch and staying locked in every pitch, no matter what the score is, no matter what the circumstances are. And I mean, I think we do a really good job at never taking pitchers off and making sure we battle, like, every single pitch. And I mean, you see it. I mean, everyone sees a lot of pitches now. And I mean, you don't really see too much chasing anymore. I mean, you don't see that from no one. But I mean, don't get me wrong, you're going to see it here and there, but I mean, that's baseball. But I mean, you definitely see it, like, cutting out a lot. I mean, I can definitely see it with everybody. I mean, that's something that I've really worked on and challenged myself with as well, is making sure that I'm hitting pitches earlier in the count that I can do damage on. And obviously with two strikes, you see it with, I mean, I'm doing something this year different with two strikes that I've never done in my entire life. And that's choking up. And I definitely say, like, that's something that's kind of old school, I would say. But I mean, it's definitely, like, it helps me out so much. I mean, I feel like with two strikes, I've hit a lot better this year with choking up, and I think I'm gonna just continue that the rest of the rest of my baseball career, really.
Man, that's awesome. Well, we know it hasn't always been easy, but, man, you have a ton of Ranger fans behind you, giving you their full support, and, man, you sound like a different guy. And that's not to say you ever sounded bad at all. You didn't. But you sound like you've gone through a lot of maturing, and you're in a really good place right now. So much continued success to you, man. We'll be watching and rooting you on and look forward to having you back on the Ben and Skin Show soon.
Thank you.
All right, there he goes.
Bye, Willie.
Willie Calhoun. For appearing on this week's Rangers Player Show, Willie Calhoun will receive a $100 gift card to Pluckers, a proud sponsor of the Texas Rangers. Visit one of the 7 DFW locations today or check them out at pluckers.com. All right.